The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I am here today with the topic of starting seeds part two. So this is part two of my series of three about what to do when you're starting your seeds indoors. So part one was what to do, how to prep beforehand for seed starting. And you can find that in a previous post. So part two is when you sow your seeds. Part three will be about what to do between the time of germination and actually planting them outside. But for today, we will be talking about what to do when you are sowing your seeds. First thing you should do is read your seed packets. They are incredibly valuable pieces of information. Now, they might have a pretty photo on the cover. They might have a wonderful, artful illustration. They might be handcrafted, you know, whatever it is on the front of the packet that lured you into buying that seed. That's one thing, but the most valuable information is on the back of the packet. That's what's truly, truly amazing. So what you'll find there, typically, is what months to plant this particular crop. So it all depends on if you have a mild winter or a cold winter. Mild winter, you might be able to plant lettuce in December, whereas in more cold regions, you would be planting that in late spring or so. The next thing you'll find is how many weeks before your last frost you should be planting these, sowing these seeds indoors. It'll also tell you how deep to sow, how far to plant the seeds apart. This is typically applicable when you plant the seeds outside. Inside, it might be a little bit more difficult to actually space your seeds. Transplanting tells you how far to distance your seedlings once you're transplanting them outside, and it will also tell you how many days to harvest, or I should say days until you harvest, and that typically is from the date you plant the transplant out in the garden. So it gives you information for sowing the seeds indoors, and also information about what to do once you actually have seedlings, which is very good. Okay, so those are the fundamentals of what you should find on your seed packet. And like I said, that you should read the packets before you're sowing, or you might realize that you've missed a very important instruction. For example, I recently read a packet the day I planned to sow the seeds. And it said, place the packet in the freezer 3 weeks before sowing. Well, I didn't do that. I didn't read my packet. I didn't follow the directions. I planted the seeds anyway, and we will see what happens. Next up, your soil. Now, when you open your bag of seed starting mix, it's going to feel moist, and that's good. But it's not moist enough. It's easier to water your seeds in their containers if the soil you put into the pot is actually pre-moistened. It just is easier for that soil to take up water if it's already moist. So what I do is I typically estimate how much seed starting mix I will need to fill my pots. I place that in a big bowl, and with one hand, I sprinkle water into the mix. With my other hand, I start to mix it up. So one hand pours, one hand mixes, and gets a good feel for how that mix is moist, how moist it is. And when I gently press it, will it stay firm? I don't want it to be overly clumpy. So there's that fine line. You'll get used to it after a while. So fill your pots or containers nearly to the top. I say about the depth of your pinky nail, not your whole pinky, your pinky nail. So maybe a quarter to a half inch below the the rim of the pot. And then I just tamp it down. I take the pot and I bang it on the counter or floor and just make sure that soil is in there. And then here comes the point of the whole process. You're actually going to sow your seeds. And how do you do that? As directed on your packet. I can't stress that enough. Just follow the directions. Simple as that. It might say a half inch. It might say sprinkle. Do what it says. They are the experts. They know what they're talking about for that particular seed. Now, I typically don't plant the entire packet of seeds. Lettuce, for example, that packet contains a lot of seeds. I basically sow maybe half or a quarter of the packet into my pots, and then I'll wait a week or two and plant a little bit more, and then a week or two and plant a little bit more. I do this so I am not swamped with a ton of lettuce when it all comes to harvest. So you can only eat so much lettuce at a time unless you are a bunny, of course. So once you're done sowing the seeds, you'll want to spritz the soil surface with some water and then place it either under lights or on a sunny windowsill. Some seed starting kits, the trays, typically have a clear plastic dome that fits on top, and that is meant to increase the humidity between the soil and the plastic so that it stays warm and it also a little bit moist. And that's good. So if you have the dome, keep it. If you want to just lightly tent some plastic wrap over top, you can do that as well. And don't forget, add a label to your pots so you know what you've planted in them. There's nothing worse than having a whole tray full of these pots and all you see is soil, nothing else. You don't know what's going to grow in what plant or what pot. So please label not only with the what you planted in there, what crop, but also what date you planted, so you have a reference. And then just keep an eye on what's going on. Germinating seeds are just it's a fascinating process. How they all unfurl from the soil a little bit differently. The first couple of leaves are, as you know, not really true leaves. They're the cotyledons of the seeds. And then from the middle of that pops out the first true leaves, and that's when the leaves start to take shape. It's really so cool. And if you have kids, totally get them involved. It's a ton of fun just to watch. Well, that's it for what you need to know when you are sowing your seeds. And like I said, stay tuned for part 3, which should come out in about a week or so. And that's it. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a great time in your garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.